welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Attigs. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip comes from Jesse in Columbus, Ohio. He writes, "One idea I had, and this comes from my experience, could be things to think about when you're going out. I would travel light when I knew I was going out for a night with friends. A set amount of cash, no credit cards, a student ID card, that honestly wasn't valid, but it had my date of birth on it and most places accepted it, a single key to get into my apartment, and a small flashlight, like a mini mag. Although I was never attacked, I did discuss this with some friends, and many of which picked up the practice. Why carry everything when you don't have to?" That's an excellent suggestion, Jesse, and thanks for sending in such a great tip. The less you carry with you, the less you have to lose if you're robbed, pickpocketed, or just unlucky and your wallet falls out of your pocket. Which reminds me of an experience I had about 8 years ago. My wife and I found a woman's hand purse in the back of a cab in Las Vegas. It had the woman's ID, a credit card, and around $800 in cash. It was probably the whole of her holiday money. We took it with us and we turned it into the security office at our hotel. We didn't trust the cabbie. And then we let them know that it was found in a cab. Unfortunately, we neglected to get the cab number. It could have been any one of thousands of cabs, and she could have been staying in any one of hundreds of hotels. So it was probably never returned to the poor woman. So, something to file away is that if you ever find something in a cab, make certain to note the cab number and include that critical information when you turn it into security. Now, if this woman had just followed Jesse's advice, she would have lost only a single night's worth of money and not ruined her entire trip. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, like Jesse, or you have a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexattucks.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.